You're listening to DraftKings Network.
On April 26th, Boy Kills World. The must-see action movie event of the year hits theaters.
Yes! The Vanderkoys killed my family. Now, I'm gonna kill them one by one.
Critics are calling it Looney Tunes on acid.
You know how hard it is to get a cereal company to sponsor mass murder?
Weapons. Danger. Let's do this.
Bill Skarsgård in Boy Kills World. Only in theaters April 26th. Rated R.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's really not that impressive anymore to go for two in the win when there's a minute left. Like, it's not, whoa, look at this crazy aggressive coach. Like, at this point, coaches that are aggressive get criticized more than they get praised.
Me and Chris were working on something. It was mainly Chris, but I like the idea. We're working on this thing where we want to be on the front end of the next wave where we're championing punting. Yeah. Because it's a game of field position. You know what I mean? Right now, everyone's against it.
So we want Jason Garrett.
But we're on the front end of it. We'll be right eventually, and people will look back and say, wow. Some people will say these people are really late to the party, but we like to think we're really early to the next party. You know what I mean?
Well, like a team with the best defense in the league. Mm-hmm. Just punt.
Yeah. Trust your guys.
Steelers.
Always punt.
Mm-hmm.
Be a good Steelers
on first
strategy.
Down.
Third down sometimes.
They're envisioning a world in guys. Which every NFL coach is Brandon Staley.
Yeah.
And so the zag will be, well, what about field position? Yeah. And they'll get to be visionaries in like 30 years' time.
Mm-hmm.
I keep waiting for the evolution where someone on 3rd and 19 tries to punt and fool somebody into a fumble because the guy who's running with his back to the ball thinks it's a pass and tries to catch it and drop it or knock it down or something. Like, what crazy evolutions are coming next? Because now we were yelling at him for 10 years, go for it, you cowards on 4th and short. Now all of them are doing it. And now you're laughing when Daboll goes for two because you're like, it's a yard and a half, 2 yards, 3 yards. You can get someone to jump off sides. Can't you get 3 yards for the game? You can do that, right? Or you're going to be a coward and just kick for the tie then.
We've switched, though. Now Witty's saying, it's the easy thing going for it. Like, we flip-flopped. Now we're on this side.
No, but Witty, see, this is the difference between you guys. I'm fascinated by how differently you guys all consume sports, because he does go home at 9 o'clock at night and watches the late games through the lens of only numbers. Tell me what happened. Tell me where. What are the records set? What do you mean Stoops was just passed by Bear Bryant? Who cares? Bear Bryant, though, I know that. I have that information.
I'm just surprised that in the NFL, the Mike McDaniel thing was a bit rare. Going for it 4th and 7, plus side of the field when it's just before halftime. You get the ball out of halftime as well. You're up 10. That was a bit of an out there one. I understand why Tyreek Hill said that one required balls. But
A wheelbarrow full of balls.
Tyreek Ball said it required hills.
But Brian, like, going for two when you're down one, we've seen a lot of people do that. That's no longer, oh, wow, what a crazy coach. Brian Dale, I think there's like on the cover of the New York Post, there's some headline about, oh, crazy. Like, it's not, so many people do this now. That's not a thing.
I don't know the first time that I saw, I think it was Tom Osborne put a championship on the line with his offense, the best you've ever seen. At the time in 1983, and he loses because he went for two.
Well, I believe that was an instant. Wouldn't that game have ended in a tie? Because I think they were down one. The game would have ended in a tie, and I think he was guarding against being voted out of being
No, he could have kicked the extra point. He went for two for the win.
But that's what I'm saying, is that if they had kicked the extra point, that Miami-Nebraska Orange Bowl would have ended in a tie. And I think Tom Osborne was guarding against me because back then the AP poll determined the champion. And he was saying, I don't have a tie in the event that maybe we don't get voted as champion because we tied the Orange Bowl.
Regardless, it's the first time I remember this argument over three stupid yards. Is it over whether or not at the end of the game, mathematically, the smart play is 3 yards for the game. Yes or no. And all of these coaches who demand accountability from others and you know, are pretty cowardly and copycat when it comes to making math decisions, decided for years and years and years that the right way to do it was to kick for the tie and just keep playing so because it's safer. Because if you go for one play, people are going to criticize you if you make it, if you don't make it. And now we're at the place where too many people have listened too much, and I'm not happy with how many of them are going for it on fourth down. Knock it off. Look at me, Louis McDaniel, going for it fourth and seven at the 42-yard line. 42-yard line showing off in your first game sliding in. Belichick stops everyone except when he doesn't have Brady. When he doesn't have Brady, then the whole thing falls apart. McDaniel slides in and kicks Belichick's ass. First game ever played. Going for it, fourth and seven from Bills 42.
But the headline in the New York Post, I'm showing it now to the camera, Daboll's of Steel.
See?
That's what the headline is.
C says Billy. C says Billy. Tell him, Billy, you're the one. Whittingham loves all his numbers. And Whittingham's already gone to the other side ridiculously. That's the easy call.
Punt on third. I'm telling you right now. Third and 20, punt on third. Why risk a turnover? Why risk better field position if you lose another? Punt on third down.
Billy, you're trying to get.
You got no one to hold him, no one to fold him, Dano.
More coverage of punts. I don't know why. Look. I saw what happened with Kansas City. That's what I want to root for. But for some reason, the thing that you and Chris Cody want to do is you want to celebrate kickers. And I know Whittingham.
No, punters, not
no,
field.
No, but no, Chris no. Cody wants to celebrate kickers.
I want to celebrate kickers and Whitty's ridiculous take a few weeks ago. Man, was a bad day for kickers yesterday. Evan McPherson, fart. Randy Bullock, fart.
Chris Boswell, fart, then not fart.
Cairo Santos, fart. I mean, all these guys you called
Blankenship.
All these guys you called their team's best kicker in the history of their franchises a couple weeks ago.
Guarantee you.
He's pulling up numbers right now. I don't give a shit about the numbers.
I guarantee you I pull up the field goal percentage for the Cincinnati Bengals and McPherson. Actually, no, he's not.
Aha!
He's third best in team history.
But, you fool!
Well, for the audience that doesn't know what we're talking about. Yes, Billy, that's a good reaction. What are
it
we doing?
It was about something else. Is Amin just pretending to be a ghost for an hour?
Wow.
Wait, you guys can see him too?
Where is he?
Right next to me.
He flew down here, came in late.
Drank coffee,
pooped all over a segment, and has been floating around here doing a visual joke for the YouTube audience, not realizing that we're mostly on audio here to the grand majority of people, and they just think that Amin has disappeared.
It did just get really cold in here. There was a gust of wind, and I saw him, but no one else reacted. I didn't think you guys could see him. Yeah.
That is what he's decided to do with flying in and replacing Stu Gatz. On his kid's birthday.
12th, though.
The thing that...
Oh, that kid's an orphan now, so...
The thing that Chris Cody is mocking Whittingham about is the take that field goal kickers today, the one that everyone has, is better than any field goal kicker before them from the 80s, 90s team history because the precision of the position is such that you're looking at the end of those games that are decided by these greatest of granular stupidities. And let's see if Atlanta can get that 62-yarder. At the end, and there were a lot of missed kicks at the end, and Bullock's was one of them, and you were mad at him because they perfected this so much. Oh, come on, Bullock, 42 yards away, that's an easy one. And all of us would look from 42 yards away and go, holy shit, that's a far way to kick a football. With everyone in this locker room mad at me, all these savages who are 350 pounds, they've been fighting all game, and I trot out my little Grammatica body out there, and now I get to decide the game from 42 yards, and everyone in America who's watching during the witching hour is saying of Bullock, you bum, you got to make the easy 42-yarder. You just blew it against the Giants.
I was at a bar for the end of the 4 o'clock, like that Bengals-Steelers game, and everyone in the bar, when they showed a replay of McPherson pulling one of those, laces were in. Yeah. Laces were in. What other movie has informed our sports knowledge more? Fans would not know about laces in, laces out if it wasn't for Ace Ventura.
It's like the
people are so professional kicker analyzers now. They're like, oh, laces were in. I know that one.
It's the kicking version of, oh, too much time.
Yeah.
Because if you see that, like I tweeted that, everyone, the laces were in. They were in.
It's so stupid. Think about what we're talking about. Okay, it's the end of the game. You're the nuclear epicenter of your pressurized city, and you're the long snapper. And you got to put it right on
backup long snapper, though.
Yeah. Is that on? Yeah.
That was the problem.
Is that on the long snapper, the holder, or is it just random? Because like you don't have time to like catch it, put it down. Do you have to do a full spin if the laces are the wrong way?
If the snap is bad, then the holder.
So it's on the snapper. So if laces end up in, like, who is the kicker most mad at?
The placeholder had to almost
jump. Or the snapper?
The snapper for sure.
Yeah, it's bad.
So based off of the repetition of it, the rotation of the ball, like it's like.
I think it was like a third string tight end who was snapping it. That's
I have a couple of questions.
Alex Smith said today that Travis Kelce is the backup snapper for the Chiefs.
But that's okay. So this is the thing.
That is a fun fact.
Every team has a long snapper, right? Yeah. And every team has a kicker. So Harrison Butker gets injured in the Cardinals Chiefs game, and they have like a receiver or
I think it was a safety. And he was drilling kickoffs.
Yeah, he had like one like 70 yards into the end zone for a touchback. Yeah. My question though is when the long snapper goes out. Why can't the center just do that job? He snaps 70 times a game. Why can't he just do that job?
Totally different. Would you want to screw up your center, which is way more important than your long snapper, by having
just
him snap
the
it
ball.
Long?
You snap the ball in every other context. Like, why can't the...
Not that far.
Why, when the kicker gets hurt, can't the punter just go in and kick?
Oh my God, it's different. It's not
kicking.
The same thing.
I imagine they have
some sort of tryout early in training camp. All right, we need emergency kickers. I'm sure the punters try. Like, I'm sure if the punter feels they can kick, they could be the option for that.
Sometimes they are, but a lot of times
they probably had a tryout, and that Reed guy was their best kicker.
They're different kinds of snapping. They're totally different kinds of snapping, but without getting into the meticulous details of that we don't have any experience
in. Nuts and bolts.
I want to ask you guys, how do you imagine Billy as a neurotic? The week before playing a football game, this is a job. Your job is solely in this moment at the end of the game to either hold that football correctly for the kicker, make the kick, or be the guy who spends his entire life sleepless at night looking through his legs, worried in his nightmares that he's going to be the one thing he doesn't get right, his laces in, or it's not going to spin right, or it's going to bounce, or he's at the center of what the witching hour is. Everyone's going to know your name at the end of that. Billy, how would that work week go for you if that was your job, looking at life between your legs, trying to snap a ball precisely?
Oh, I'd kill it. I'd be a great long snapper.
No, but
I'm telling you right now.
I think, is it the only job that requires, in sports, that requires 100% precision? Because
it doesn't. You can have a little bit of a high snap and still get it down.
No, but hang on. If a long snapper screws up a snap.
You're saying 100%. There are, like, once a game, you'll see a punter have to catch a ball up high. Like, it's not always perfect.
What about, like, the Olympians that ski up a hill and then have a shotgun and have to, like, snipe things?
Oh, yeah.
If you miss with that, you could kill someone. That is a crazy sport. I don't know.
What's it called?
Did they like pull out of a hat two random things?
I think it's biathlon.
It's called crazy ball.
It's like, all right, we want a crazy event. Let's pull something out of a hat. All right, long distance skiing. All right, what's next? Shooting something. All right, that'll work. Event.
It's called living in Western Pennsylvania.
I think that'd be a fairly miserable work week to live with my livelihood having to snap a ball correctly in that situation. But
it's got to be a shitty like half a second, that moment where he catches the ball, puts it down, and he's like, oh, shit, the laces are in. But he doesn't have time to rotate the ball. The kicker's already right here. It's got
to
just be a shitty feeling of like, well, I f***ed up.
He's
got his hand on top of the ball. He's just like, I did my job poorly. All right.
It's like stubbing your toe where the pain doesn't immediately go to your brain. He's like, he's sitting there and he knows before all of us, whoops, my job was done poorly.
And the kicker, as he's approaching the ball, is probably thinking, this mother, like, you know what I mean? Like, this ball, this laces are clearly in. You had one job.
While I told you I'd be a good long snapper, I'd be a horrible holder. When we were like kids growing up, when everyone was like, I want to try to kick a field goal, and I'd have to hold the ball for someone to kick a field goal, I would always move my hand at the last minute because I didn't want to get
You're
kicked.
You're totally Lucy from Charlie Brown.
No, not on purpose. I'd move it because I didn't want to hurt my finger.
Like you were trying to time it so you moved the finger right as they kicked it, but then the ball would kind of fall. And
because these are stupid kids that don't know how to kick a ball, so they're going to kick my leg or kick my hand or whatever, and I didn't want to get my hand kicked. You guys, as kids, when people kick field goals, would hold the ball
I'd move my finger too. I didn't trust.
Yo, later in the week, I want me and you to recreate. Like, one of us be the long snapper, one of us be the holder. Let's see if we can get something. I feel like me and you.
Maybe that could be a grid of death punishment. You have to do 5 perfect long snaps and just stand out on a hot field until you get one.
I feel like unless you have like a really bad snap, like the second one that like the holder almost had to jump to catch it, like there's not that much pressure because everyone watching will just blame the kicker. Like, the one snapping the ball gets it, like, the least, right? Yeah. It's first, it's the kicker's like, wow, that was a horrible kick. That kicker should be cut. And then it's like, well, then everyone has the laces out thing. Like, oh, well, the holder didn't do it right. And then, like, third on the list of people getting blamed, unless it's, like, really, really bad, is the snapper.
But I was asking them. They're blaming the snapper when the laces.
One of them
like,
was really, really so bad.
You're saying that you blame the holder. We got to get to the end. We got to talk to a football person. Whose fault is it when the laces are in? Maybe it's both. Maybe it's a combination. Sometimes it's a holder. Sometimes it's a snapper.
This is why Jay Feely is on Super Bowl broadcasts.
Who can we call?
Is it, though? Who's our Jay Feely? Because of that one time in that college football game where they called a field goal. It was not a field goal. You guys don't remember this? It went re-viral this weekend. It was like a Mac game.
Yeah, Jay Feely got something terribly wrong in the announcing of something. I just
he just like blatantly made the wrong call.
I think it the reason that the long snapper is third and you know so few of their names is because that job is done so precisely that the fear I speak of most of these guys don't have because they largely do it exceptionally well. They have, I mean, how often does it actually end up in a bad snap? I know who that snapper was. I know his name. What a bum. He lost me the game.
It was Romo was the last one, right?
No, that was a holder. Romo was as a holder.
Oh, you're saying the snapper. I thought you meant either or.
No, you're right. No one remembers long snappers. Long snappers, too, it's such a weird position because if you end up playing at a high level, you've been long snapping your entire football career. Like, I went to high school with a D1 long snapper, and that's all he did every summer was go to long snapping camps.
Oh, wow, that's got to be a terrible
just
camp.
Miserable. Long snapping, day in.
What do you do for like an
out.
Hour? And you're like, all right, good day at camp.
And you know what? He knew every long snapper in the game. It's a tight knit community.
John Denny.
It's a tight knit community. Billy, Chris, congratulations on the kicker talk. This is where you took us on a football.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.